Street Chat. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're joined today by Dr. Duane Landels from the Alberta Veterinary Medical Association. We're talking about the Raised with Care campaign. You can find out more at the raisedwithcare.ca website. And primarily we're talking about the use of antimicrobials, the responsible use of antimicrobials, changes in the legislation with the use of that. And as I mentioned before the break, we're going to talk a little bit about what livestock producers can do now, I guess, and sort of up to the changes in the legislation, and just in general. On your website, you talk about good husbandry. Explain that a little bit.
Well, the legislation is going to change our use of production antibiotics, and as I said, I don't think that's necessarily going to be a huge barrier for the livestock industry, but it does present a very excellent opportunity for livestock producers individually and commodity groups as a sector to kind of do an inventory of where do we use antimicrobials, why are they used, are they necessary?
There's something going around. I woke up with a scratchy throat myself today.
Excuse me for that. So, and that's a perfect example where probably I do not need an antibiotic just because I have a bit of a cold. So, but look at the use of your antimicrobials, and then what can you do on your operation to avoid the necessity for them? Is that improved nutrition? Is it an advanced vaccination program? Is it a need for changing the housing environment, changing the ventilation, changing the footing in some of the buildings that cause some problems to animals? There's a wide range of procedures that can improve the health of animals that can say, well, now if I don't have those issues, I don't need to use antibiotics to control them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually a very big opportunity.
The ounce of prevention, pound of cure.
Yes, and it's an opportunity for us to enhance animal health and enhance animal welfare without relying on, well, we've always got antibiotics to fall back on. If we don't do things correctly, we can do things right and then ensure that we do have antibiotics where animals do get sick, do have a diagnosed disease, then we can use the drugs and expect them to work properly.
As we mentioned earlier, antibiotics or antimicrobials were being used to treat disease, to control disease, for prevention, for production. And as you were just discussing with other techniques, we can eliminate antimicrobials for production, because now we're doing things better with that. And I imagine working with your vet in general is going to help things out as well.
Well, veterinarians are obviously trained and educated in the health management of animals, and some of them specialize in individual species, so they have a lot of knowledge. And working in partnership with livestock producers, they can help to improve the health and consequently the productivity of those animals in those groups.
And the regulatory changes, now we expect them to come in toward the end of the year. Who's putting the laws together?
Well, the very specific regulatory amendment we're looking at is the one that will require the change of labeling to eliminate what we call growth promotant claims or production claims on antibiotics that are used in livestock feed or water. That's legislation, national, federal legislation, comes from basically Health Canada and promoted through the Veterinary Drug Directorate, which is a division of Health Canada that deals with the issues around use of drugs in agriculture. The interesting part of that, though, is this is a voluntary withdrawal of the labels. The federal government asked the companies who manufacture drugs to change their label claims, to remove the label claims for production, and they've done that so on a voluntary basis, again, because I think industry as an entirety sees this as a positive and proactive step.
We've been talking a lot about antimicrobials and antibiotics and regulations and rules and how it impacts us globally. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to answer the question, what does it mean to me? What does it mean to the average guy who's in the Safeway store looking at beef? How does it impact me? We're talking to Dr. Duane Landels from the Alberta Veterinary Medical Association. You can find out more at their website, raisedwithcare.ca. If you have any questions for us, by all means, text us, 630-630. This is Talk to the Experts on